In the largest study of its kind in Australia, researchers have found that obesity is costing the nation's hospitals almost $4 billion per year. Data from 200,000 patients over the age of 45 shows that excessive weight is having a greater impact on health budgets than previously thought. And with obesity on the rise, some specialists say controversial methods such as medication could be what's needed to trim the waistlines of average Australians. Bill Birtles reports.
3 in every 5 Australian adults are overweight, and it's a problem that's growing. Now, researchers at the Sachs Institute, a public health research organisation, have tallied the costs to taxpayers. Rosemary Corder from the Australian National University is the report's lead author.
Among people over 45, that overweight and obesity accounts for about 1 in every 6 days spent in hospital and about $1 in every $6 spent on hospitalisation in Australia. So when you add up those extra costs, that amounts to about nearly $4 billion a year.
The hospital records analysed in the study found that the heavier a person is, the greater their reliance on the hospital system. And Dr. Corder says there's a huge range of problems overweight people are presenting with.
People who are overweight and obese have increased risks of going for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, osteoarthritis, even respiratory conditions such as asthma and sleep apnea.
The study only looked at the cost to the hospital system, which makes up about 40% of total health spending in Australia. Dr. Corder says even small reductions in the overall level of obesity could save state and federal governments huge amounts of money. She says changing lifestyle habits that lead to excessive weight gain should be a priority for health policymakers. But Professor Michael Cowley from Monash University's Obesity and Diabetes Institute says individual cases will sometimes require medical intervention.
I think different approaches are needed because different segments of the population have different needs. Someone who is already obese and is suffering comorbid disease like diabetes, telling them to change their diet is probably not going to achieve what they need. But intervening in schools and teaching children about good eating habits and healthy exercise patterns has the potential to stop them from ever getting obese and ill. So we need different therapies and different approaches at different aspects of society, I think.
He says 3 new medications for obesity that have been approved and are currently being marketed in the US have so far showed promising results.
In the phase 3 trials, these drugs have achieved 4 to 8 or 10% by themselves, so that's above diet and exercise, a 4 to 10% increase in weight loss. And those phase 3 trials were in large numbers of patients, sort of 3 to 6,000 patients per trial.
While bariatric surgery has in recent years become a more common and very successful treatment for obesity, medication is still rarely prescribed. Professor Cowley says even if pharmaceutical companies decide to try and market these newer weight loss medications in Australia, there's no guarantee they'd be approved.
Before a medication can be sold in Australia, it has to be approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. And then in general, medicines that are provided through the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme or the PBS have an additional level of approval required. And that's a somewhat political process, what gets approved. And I think it's fair to say that at least in most of the developed world, there's still a question around whether it's appropriate to provide obesity therapies because of the stigmatisation of obesity. I certainly strongly believe that it's a disease and needs to be treated like a disease.
That's Professor Michael Cowley from Monash University's Obesity and Diabetes Institute, ending that report from Bill Birtles.